Broadcasting from the Washington, D.C. studios of the National Right to Life Committee, this is Pro-Life Perspective, America's pro-life voice. And now, here's National Right to Life President and Pro-Life Perspective host, Carol Tobias.
This week, we're looking at media bias and its impact on the pro-life movement. With an ever-changing political landscape, it is imperative, now more than ever, that we work diligently to ensure that the truth about abortion makes it to the American people. Nowhere can this be more difficult than dealing with the media. A news outlet builds its reputation on being able to deliver the latest news accurately and first. And sometimes it is the desire to be first that leads to inaccuracies or incomplete reporting. It is very common for pro-lifers to talk about the bias that occurs in the newsroom. Undeniably, there are many instances in which the pro-life side of a story remains untold, or even worse, is misrepresented. However, complaining about the level of bias will not do anything to change it. Let's look at the root causes of bias and learn how to address them. One of the primary reasons for pro-abortion bias in the media is a lack of education about abortion in general, or pro-abortion education of reporters by our opponents. Based on comments some reporters have made, it is reasonable to assume that some reporters literally don't know anyone who is pro-life, except perhaps in a superficial way. Getting to know reporters and helping them to understand where we come from is essential to educating them. Sometimes bias becomes cyclical, as reporters actually begin to believe what they read in their own publications. For example, some reporters have interviewed extremists who call themselves pro-life. Like the rest of us, reporters see these news reports. When those reporters and viewers write stories, they interview the extremists in reports they have seen, and thus the stereotype has been perpetuated. Sometimes what we perceive as bias is literally a newsroom mishap, or a combination of things. Sometimes editors change parts of stories that reporters have written without telling them. This change may occur because an editor doesn't understand the pro-life movement. For example, many reports have characterized pro-life activity on euthanasia as anti-abortionists becoming newly involved in the euthanasia issue. In some instances, the reporter may have known better, but not the editor. Some bias comes from a reporter having seen a different angle as newsworthy. For instance, if an argument breaks out at a rally, very often the primary coverage of the event becomes the argument. When a reporter looks for an angle that promotes high ratings, the argument is generally better than a speaker at a podium, the infamous talking head. Occasionally, though rarely, a reporter's bias occurs solely because a reporter is overtly pushing an agenda. Though it has occurred very rarely, reporters have called and admitted to calling our anti-choice office only because an editor required it. Not everyone will be in a position to build a relationship with a reporter. But sometimes you can build a relationship as a respected contributor to the letters to the editor page or the opinion page of your local paper. Many editorial boards appreciate well-written and thoughtful letters and opinion pieces, and being a regular contributor allows you to build a special relationship. When issues surrounding abortion or euthanasia come up, you may be the one the editor calls on to write an opinion piece about the issue. If you are a regular contributor to the letters page and your information is consistent and accurate, you can be assured that your letters will frequently find their way into that section, even when you criticize the paper for inaccuracy. Tomorrow, we'll continue our week-long look at how we can effectively address inaccuracies that occur in news stories. By staying vigilant, you can work your way into the life of your local newsroom, educate reporters and editors, and make a difference in the efforts to educate your community about the dignity of human life.
You've been listening to Pro-Life Perspective from National Right to Life, the nation's largest grassroots pro-life organization. For more information on today's episode and to get involved, visit our website at www.nrlc.org.